listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network live from Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're talking a little seafood, and not the kind you look at, but the kind you might want to eat. But it is important to look at it before you eat it, so it's all called seafood.
Welcome back. Thanks, Jop. And thanks for that little bit of a great opener. I thought Jop was going to come out with his Angus voice.
Right. No, we're talking fish, not beef.
Little AC/DC for you. Mr. Dubisky does a lot of seafood, and I've eaten a ton of his seafood. But we were just friends from long ago and Lowell people. We have some funny stories of how we met and different things, but.
Do you want to tell that
story? Maybe not funny to everybody.
He busts my chops. No, we're not going through. You busted my chops enough over that. I didn't give him a big enough discount once.
He never got a discount on a fireplace. He said he had 7 kids to get through college.
I noticed you brought some Corona. Do you have a virus or something?
So I know that you guys like to have a nice beer when you grill.
Uh-huh.
So I had a couple of these in my fridge, and my craft beers were getting a little stressed out.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that I would offer them up to you.
All right.
Because, you know, the Corona thing is going around. And,
right.
You know, if you're going to have Corona, I want you to have lime with it.
Sure. Wow.
So here you go. You know.
I hear that combats the virus when you have
lime.
Well,
it does.
But you get Lyme disease.
You got to watch out for Lyme disease.
That's all of that. It's always something, isn't it? Damn.
All right. So, yeah. So we want to talk about grilling seafood?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what we want to do?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
So if you can't grill your seafood, though, you do have some samples. Tell us briefly about these things you brought in for
us. So I can tell you that available at Meijer Stores and your Spartan Stores, Family Fair, D&W, is a line of product in the seafood department called Scott & John's. And what they are is they're an all-natural gourmet shrimp bowl. And they come frozen, and these items are microwavable. So there's times when you don't have a grill. There's times when you're at work and you want to have a quick lunch that's under 300 calories. All natural, 16, 17 grams of protein, non-GMO, simple ingredients, sustainable shrimp. I mean, it's a perfect item for that quick lunch. 3 minutes in the microwave, 3.5 minutes in the microwave, let it set for a minute, and they're done. And the shrimp is amazing. It's all raw shrimp in the bowl, so when it cooks up, it has a nice crisp to it. It's not going to be rubbery like some shrimp bowls can be when you microwave it. So
awesome. Look in your frozen case for Scott and John's, and then call Bob Dubisky if you want to know how to cook them in the microwave.
Scott and John's, their byline is the cheating gourmet.
The cheating gourmet, because it's so simple. There's a shrimp scampi. There's shrimp Alfredo. There's a shrimp ramen. There's shrimp cilantro lime.
Everybody loves ramen.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, the ramen's a new one. There's coconut shrimp, shrimp jambalaya, and parmesan shrimp. So there's 10 different flavors, like I say, available at Meijer in the grocery frozen seafood section, and then Spartan Stores in the seafood frozen case. So
awesome. That's cool.
With that
cool.
being said,
That's
those
cool.
are really cool, quick ideas. So,
so types and styles of fish that people ought to be considering for the grill.
Well, actually, Bob, you can grill any type of fish on the grill that you want to grill. If you're a steak guy and you want something a little bit more meaty, certainly tuna, swordfish, salmon steaks are great on the grill.
And so I got a question about those. So why are those great on the grill? What makes them great?
So they're a denser product. Okay? So they'll hold up to grilling without falling apart.
Okay.
So they're denser. And you know, a swordfish is kind of like got a beef strip. Texture after you cook it and you cut into it, so it's a real meaty piece of fish.
Okay.
And when you
it
cook,
is it's beautiful.
I mean, season them up however you like them. You know, use some Phillips seafood seasoning, or you can use your own seasoning. I like swordfish Cajun style, so put some Cajun seasoning on it and cook it on your grill. Have the heat, you know, 400 degrees. You want to cook those steaks quickly on high heat.
So is there an internal temperature we're looking for, or do you just wait till it flakes? How do you know when it's done?
Those are all good questions. Typically, internal temperature-wise, 135, 145 is tops where you want to be with that. Otherwise, it's going to start to dry out. But once it's at 135, pull that thing off the grill, and it's going to, you know, it's going to cook up a little bit more, a few more degrees. But 135 to 145 is ideal.
So rest it. Cover it, maybe?
Yeah, cover it. You don't have
to. So you don't lose too much moisture?
Yeah, you can cover it, but you definitely want to dive into it right away. Treat it like you would a steak, you know, just like you would a steak.
So you're talking swordfish right now?
Swordfish, tuna,
okay. So what would you spice that sort? If you were doing swordfish, What do you like on it?
So for a spice? I like it Cajun. I like it a little hot. So I'll find a Cajun seasoning. And there's certainly, I don't want to plug any particular one, but there's many options out there in the supermarket. Just use your favorite seasonings.
There's so many good ones.
There are. And, you know, like I say, it's quick and easy, 400 degrees. Off the grill and enjoy the eating.
So are you putting a thermometer in that to test that internal temperature? And you're going right to the center, I would assume.
Yeah, right to the center.
Are you bringing that off? Is it thawed when you're putting it on the grill? It's not frozen, correct?
So, right, you want to have it thawed. Right. One thing about thawing swordfish, sometimes you'll buy swordfish that's in a cryovac sealed package. If you're going to thaw that in a refrigerator or in a bowl of water, you need to punch a hole in that bag. Otherwise, histamines can build up, and you can get very sick. And
really?
A lot of people don't know that. And it's very important with swordfish that you puncture that bag to let the histamines
out. Or just
out.
Take it right out.
Take it out. Yeah,
now, this is going to sound ridiculous because the fish came from the water, but is it okay to put that frozen fillet without any covering on it right in the water to thaw? Is that okay?
No, we don't recommend that. You know, you should put it on a plate.
So it aerates and gases?
Yeah, put it on a plate.
Because that's going to gasify, right?
It'll gasify. Yep. Now, you know, ideally put it in a Ziploc bag and put that bag in the water, but keep it open at the top a little bit so that the gas, the histamines, can get out through that bag so it can escape. Otherwise, it could be very hurtful to you health-wise.
Wow, interesting. Weird. I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just swordfish. And the other thing, you know, the cooking theory, Canadian cooking theory for seafood is, you know, cook that bait 10 minutes per inch. I mean, if you get roughly 10 minutes per inch.
400 degrees.
400 degrees and check it, you know, check
inch
it.
Inch of thickness, not length.
Right, thickness, correct. Good call.
Got a 12-inch fish. Damn, he was a little overdone when jerky. I got him out of there.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, so.
This is like wallpaper.
So, and then any other fish, you know, walleye, whitefish, perch, can be cooked on the grill, but you wanted to use a fish basket, 350 degrees versus 400. And you cook it until it gets flaky and opaque, right? So when it's flaky and it's opaque, you pull it off. But always use a fish basket or wrap it in foil, put some butter on it, maybe sprinkle some or put some lemons in there, foil it up, and just put it on the grill.
What do you think about cooking in foil, Bob?
Oh, did we strike a nerve with that one?
No, paranoia maybe. I'm not as big a fan of aluminum foil as Joppy is. He wears a tin foil hat to bed every night.
I got a book right here with 50 famous foil recipes, right?
Yeah. He loves his foil. You know, to each his own. It's fine. I probably turned against it when I started reading different reports on, you know, cause or things that they were suspecting foil of causing. And I know there's a
good
lot.
TV reception was one of them,
yeah,
right?
I used to use it on my antenna
well,
all the time.
One of the things I've heard is it's either Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Can't remember.
Studies relating to them, and I don't know which is, you know, if any are true. But I know that when I've used them to cover my ribs, if that foil, like to, when I'm tenting them and putting them back in, if that foil's touching the barbecue sauce, I've had it actually dissolve the foil. And that's when I said, man, I don't know. This isn't right.
Don't know what kind of sauce you're using.
Yeah, that's
what that is.
Scary.
You got fear of foil, Bob.
Right. Yeah, I do. I don't. I like natural stuff. So,
coming up next, Bob Dubisky's favorite seasoning is that Cajun on that fish. We're going to be talking to a seasoned Cajun. Coming up, it's T-Gid. Stick with us. We'll be back.